I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is going to be Living for His Glory, Worshiping the King of Kings. Now, I have had a conversation with God Thursday night. It's called praying. And God, you know, spoke to my spirit and said, I only have one thing that I really need to do, because I was talking to him about all these different things that were going on in my life. And it was worship him. I was like, duh. I was created with that one purpose. No matter what it is I do, it is to bring glory to God. So let's dive in. Our scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So we live in a world that constantly pulls us in different directions. We are faced with challenges, ambitions, and distractions that try to take our focus off of God. But the Bible reminds us that our highest calling, our greatest duty, our ultimate privilege is to glorify God in everything we do. We are not here to chase after wealth, fame, or personal comfort. We are not here to build our own little kingdoms. We are here for one purpose, to worship and glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, let's get into this. Point one, God deserves our worship. Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." God alone is worthy of our worship because he is the creator and sustainer of all things. The very breath in our lungs is a gift from him. Our talents, our resources, our families, everything we have is because of him. How can we do anything but give him the glory he deserves? When we worship God with all of our heart, we are fulfilling the purpose for which we were created. Worship is not just about singing on a Sunday morning. It is a lifestyle of surrender, obedience, and reverence before the King. Point two, keeping our focus on him. Hebrews 12:2 tells us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Life is full of storms and temptations. But as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will not be shaken. Think about Peter when he walked on water. He was fine as long as he kept his focus on Christ. The moment he looked at the waves, he began to sink. We've talked about this before in the past. Many times we allow fear, worry, or our own desires to take our focus off of God. But when we fix our eyes on him, we remember that he is in control. No matter what is happening in the world, God is sovereign. We don't have to strive for or stress. Our job is simply just to trust him and give him glory in all things. Leads us to point three, glorifying God in everything we do. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." This means that worship is not just about or for church services. We glorify God in our work, in our relationships, in how we raise our children, our grandchildren, in how we treat others, and in how we handle our trials. Whether you are a teacher, a doctor, a parent, or a business owner, everything you do should be an act of worship to God. When we work, we should work as if Jesus himself is our boss. When we speak, we should speak words that glorify God. When we serve, we should serve as if we are serving Christ. Our daily lives should be a living testimony of his goodness. Let's wrap it up. Worship is our purpose. We were created to worship. We were made to glorify God in everything we do. When we surrender to him, when we live to honor him, we will find true peace and joy. Let us commit today to keep our focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us give him glory in every action, every decision, and every word we speak, no matter what comes our way. Let us remember that he is in control and our only job is to worship and glorify him. God, you are worthy of all of our honor, glory, and praise. Help us to fix our eyes on you and live every moment for your glory. May our lives be a reflection of your love and power. Keep us from distractions and lead us in your ways. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, I can't think of a better song to play than Gratitude by Brandon Lake here on KSRW-FM, where I'm broadcasting faith from today. We are going to start off our worship this morning with this song. I highly recommend anyone listening to this podcast to play that song, Brandon Lake's Gratitude. It inspired today's Faith for Today. Thank you for listening. I'm Jason Brown, a pastor without a pulpit.